We are excited to talk about how to practically love your neighbor by supporting your local economy.
Our heart is to really encourage you guys to obey Jesus, heal people, heal the land. Like, that's our mission. It's like, Lord, what brings you pleasure? And how do we heal people who are hurting? How do we heal the land that has been desecrated? One of the things for us is figuring out home economy, local economy, how Jesus is just so super pleased with us trying to build a home economy, build a local economy as a way of healing people and healing the land.
Well, this has been kind of a new journey for us. We've always been pretty like aware of where we spend our money. I have hated Walmart since before I went to college. But for this year, I'd say our reason why we have changed our habits of shopping and have changed our habits of where we have gotten our services and products from has really been because we've understood how it's impacting our local economy when we walk into a place that is globally owned.
When we talk about globalism, we're talking about any good or service establishment, organization, business that sells a good or a service that does not have a name and a face behind it. You know, so to be honest, any franchised fast food place, any global grocery chain, you know, a Kroger or Walmart, any big service chain like a Lowe's or a Home Depot, anything that is, if you find it here, you can find it there and it's going to be the same thing. And that destroys local culture. If you have to ask someone what is culture, they would think of a little European village, a little Asian village, a little African village. Like, it's unique. There's these beautiful little streets with little cafes and little shops and, you know, everybody knows everybody. And so when you say, well, what about local American towns? And it's like, nope, same shop in every town, same gas station, same big Walmart, same big strip mall. Like, the little town America has been destroyed by globalist business. And so what happens is you get a big Walmart or a big Kroger or a big Home Depot or a big, you know, strip mall full of cut and paste fast food restaurants on the outskirts of the town. And what happens is all the little main street mom and pop shops, they can't compete with the prices. Why? Because what Walmart does, or what any of these chain stores do, is because they've got so much scale of purchasing power, they can go to China, buy the super cheapest stuff, get it imported at huge scale, and they can then undercut all the local guys. So Lowe's, Home Depot, they undercut all the local mom and pop hardware stores
that can only buy like
at retail, at wholesale prices elsewhere, but not at huge China prices. You know, so if you really care about your town, if you really care about your neighborhood, you want to see the people around you, you want to see their businesses flourish, and so you want to put your money into their businesses, and likewise you want them to come to your business. You know, if I had a little mom and pop restaurant and everyone else went to Starbucks, Starbucks doesn't love my town. Starbucks doesn't care about my town. Starbucks just has an ugly old building right there. They couldn't care less about pollution. They couldn't care less about my neighbors treating them well. They couldn't care less. It's just the money goes in and straight out, sucked straight out of our community. But if the local mom and pop cafe, you go there, you're supporting a real family, a real name, a real face. They care about their building, they care about the land, they care about the people who work for them because, well, we're neighbors, so I have to treat you well. Otherwise, you're going to hate me.
And most of those little cafes, they're all about gathering the community. If you go to any little town that has a little coffee shop in it, you'll see that they're all about gathering the community together. And it is a place of supporting your local town.
Yeah. And so this is where architecture comes in. You know, people love the little towns on the East Coast. You know, your little, like all the Hallmark movies are set in Vermont, because they've got these beautiful little towns where people actually loved their town. And so they built beautiful houses. They built beautiful shop fronts. They built beautiful main streets. But you go more into modern America and it's all commercial squalor. There's these box buildings that you put down for cheap as you can because you don't really care. Because you're not from there, you don't care. And because you're not connected to the community, you don't care. So you put up these terrible box buildings.
Or those strip malls.
And so architecture shows do these people live here and love this community, or don't they? And that would be my challenge to churches. A lot of churches have terrible, ugly box buildings. And it's like, a lot of people say, oh, but Scott, you know, the spiritual doesn't care about the physical. No, that's completely wrong. Adam was tasked with stewarding and caring for creation, not just destroying. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh yeah, man, everything's going to burn. It's like, no, you've got that wrong. Like, we as Christians here, we're called to steward and to bring heaven onto earth, mm-hmm. you know? And so one of the biggest things for us is, where can we, number one, stop giving our money to nameless, faceless businesses that don't care? You know, so if we can grow our own food, if we can make our own gifts, if we can make our own entertainment, if we can make our own anything that we can try and make ourselves, awesome, you're winning. And then second of all, if you can't make it yourself, well then do any of my neighbors, like, how close to home can I keep these dollars? Mm-hmm. You know, and so you just need to realize that every time you go to Kroger, every time you go to Home Depot, every time you go to McDonald's, your money is going straight out of the community and you're pushing the doom loop of your community. You know, if you want a community that has culture, if you want to have a community that has in-group preference, and if you want a community that feels like you belong to it, then start buying from people who are in your community.
So for us, practically, what that has looked like, it has been a journey. It is a slow journey. You don't have to start tomorrow only buying things from your local community.
Well, it's not going to happen because that's been destroyed. You know, a lot of times we don't have that opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. And that's been the fun thing, is we've had to drive around and find local places. So like just recently, we live about an hour from the biggest city, and there's a really great co-op that we would buy our groceries from. Well, recently we were in a town 20 minutes from us, and they have a health food store that's locally owned by this kind couple. Here's the challenging part. You're now choosing, okay, this stuff is more expensive. So am I going to spend more money on the stuff that this local store is doing? And I think we live in a time where Amazon Prime has made life super easy and super convenient and super cheap. The problem is, again, you're taking away from your local shops. They can't compete with Amazon. There's just no way their price points could ever compete with Amazon. So when we make these decisions to shop local, it's out of a moral conscience of, I am choosing to love my community and sacrifice myself. And I'm trusting that God will reward me for paying attention to my community and keeping my money in my local community, because it is the harder thing to do. It's easy to buy stuff on Amazon, and we still buy stuff on Amazon. We use the 80-20 principle. If we can spend 80% of our money on local stuff, it's okay every now and then to go to Whole Foods and buy stuff.
You can start to look at your money differently. Start looking at economic transactions as voting. Start looking at economic transactions as generosity. You know, so for you to spend more money at a local shop, I would actually chalk that up as generosity, because yes, it's going to cost you, you know, 10, 15, 20% more than it would have been at Walmart or Kroger, but this is generosity to that family. We need to start looking at our money differently. You know, likewise for Christian organizations, a lot of times popular culture tries to destroy Christian businesses, tries to destroy businesses that take moral stands. Who are the people who I really agree with? You even see this as well with people supporting the people that are standing up for moral principles, who are standing up for things that they believe in. It's like, support their business, support their merchandise, support their ministry. And so our money is very important, because economy is the base level. You know, it's why Jesus speaks so much about money, because it's the base level for our heart. It's the base level for loving our neighbor.
Okay, so to wrap things up, our encouragement is to just start by small beginnings. Like, explore your local town and see. A lot of people already do this without even really thinking about it. I mean, if you're shopping at your local coffee shops, that's awesome. But it is, maybe try one step further of, this week, how can I buy my groceries locally? Even if it's just $50 worth of groceries, how do I buy that locally? Or try to find a local farmer who does raw milk and support them and buy raw milk from them. It's about, what are your basic needs and how do you find those needs through your local community?
And then second to that, what can I offer my local community? Mm-hmm. And how do I put it out there? That's often the most scary thing. You have a lot of people who, they use a social platform and say, hey guys, who knows a local mechanic? Hey guys, who knows a local farmer? What a great way to use social media. And then number two, it's a great way for you to offer your services, your products to your local community. So love you guys. Bless you.
Yeah, and we hope that this is an encouragement to you just to take small steps towards loving our neighbor through using our money and our local economy.
Amen.